is a poem about mother, since it's Mother's Day, and I've read it here before, and I think Joey read it for me, too, one time I wasn't here. But an aunt of mine, well, it was probably back in the 90s, had asked me to write a poem about mothers. It was a Mother's Day tea they had, and she went to be with the Lord, but she had asked me to write this. But mothers, and one thing I want to say, that many of us may not have had children in the natural, but we have been spiritual mothers to many. I know Buddy's sister didn't, but boy, she mothered me and so many other young women, that she's been a spiritual mother, you know, to us, and has really shared the Christ within her with us that's made a difference in our lives. Mother's one of God's greatest lasting gifts. She draws her children around her, for they are the lights of her life. And she comforts and protects them, sheltering them from harm and strife. What wonderful gifts they are to her, but only on loan for a short time, as God in his gracious mercy strengthens her for the difficult climb. He knew the task wouldn't be easy, but he equips her for each and every day as she leans on him completely, never forgetting how to pray. How awesome is our Lord in his plan and purpose for mothers, in his miraculous design of his creation, they're like no other. With patient hands for loving service, forming lives and drying tears, being so faithful in their upbringing and even chasing away all their fears. Taking time to just bake cookies or to even read them a book, to mend a shirt or brush their hair or cuddle up in some little nook. And when they're grown up and gone away with children of their own, she feels so blessed and thankful for the tender heart of God's love that she's shown. So we all have such a heritage and a lasting legacy that we've passed on, that was received from our own mothers, a beautiful sharing that has just grown and grown. Thank you. Amen.